We've got Gene Boldick, the host of the Weekend Water Cooler, here with us in the studio, and it is time for Thing Not a Thing, everyone's favorite game show in which Gene and I take a look at all the things that have people upset on social media this week, and we decide whether they are in fact things or if they are not really things. There's a lot this week.
There's a lot this week. So let's get this one out of the way.
You're eager to talk about Paul Manafort.
I love, you know, it's Infrastructure Week.
Oh, every week is Infrastructure Week.
Every week is Infrastructure. It's Felony Friday, and Paul Manafort went to court this morning.
And went to jail in the afternoon, as it turns out.
In the morning, jail in the afternoon, yeah. as so many do on Fridays in the Washington area. My sister said, you know, I hope they told him to bring a toothbrush when he went to court. And I said, no worries. They're going to give him one when they take his shoelaces away. Mm-hmm. He's probably seen his last day of freedom. I think it's a pretty good chance that he's not coming out of jail.
What is he accused of? I really have not been following this whole saga.
Well, you know,
he has
multiple indictments. The one that just sent him to jail to wait for his trial is about tampering with witnesses. You know, it takes an Olympic level of stupid to, while you're wearing two ankle bracelets under house arrest, facing multiple felonies, call some of the people who are also implicated in your case and try to persuade them to testify this way or that way. I guess not imagining that your phone is being monitored, but also being dumb enough to send text messages on top of it. So that, you know, the prosecutor can then go into court and say, you know, judge, you know, when you told this guy when he was indicted that he should not discuss the case with any other people other than his attorneys, apparently he didn't take you seriously. You know, when you poke the judge right in the eye, you're probably going to have your bail revoked.
I don't think that's stupidity so much as entitlement, right? Like, just the sense that I can get away with anything.
Yeah, it can be both. It can be.
They're
both.
Not mutually exclusive.
I mean,
right?
You know, come on. You got kids. You got a spouse. You know, maybe even has a milkman. You can, you know, people who are better criminals can figure out ways to get their messages around without leaving such incredibly obvious traces of what they're doing. But the underlying indictments, of which there are several, that he's facing are document cases of money laundering and not reporting income and not registering as a foreign agent and working as an agent of the foreign government while running a presidential campaign, and possibly participating in the conspiracy that is eventually going to be charged, coming from the June 2016 meeting at Trump Tower with Trump Jr. and the Russian lawyer and so forth. Talking about getting dirt from Hillary and all of this stuff that is just brazenly illegal to do. So he's going to go to jail, I think.
And he's
going to go to,
there now.
I guess what I mean is, unlike the president, I know the difference between going to jail to wait for trial and going to prison because you've been sentenced.
Right.
The president said today it's a tough sentence he got, you know, for it's treated unfairly and so forth. He hasn't been sentenced to anything yet, but I think when he is, he's looking at, you know, a number of years that if he even gets half of it is going to amount to the rest of his life in prison.
I think it's worth noting, and I've been trying to kind of articulate this, and I'm not sure if I've got it exactly right yet, but every time the president is asked a question, he responds in a way that, like, you would respond if you get asked, when you get asked a question and you have absolutely no idea what the answer is,
right,
or have absolutely no background information that would enable you to formulate an answer, but you don't want to say, I don't know. You say words that make it sound like you know, that are vague and inconclusive and just sort of as kind of nebulous as possible. And that seems to be the way he answers every question.
It is. Like, it is. He never read the homework.
Well, it's a bad situation. It's a really big deal. All of the best people are telling me this. Someone who did not do the homework.
It's the kid who never read the book. Today is his book report.
Yeah.
And he gets up and doesn't even have the pride to have read Cliff's notes.
Mm-hmm.
Has no idea what really happens at the end of Hamlet. But, you know, people say it's you know,
it's a tragedy.
It's a terrible. Really bad thing. It's unbelievable what happens.
So I can't fault
it's
him.
It's never
going
to be a popular play the way it turns out, as you all probably know. You know,
I can't fault him too much for that, because that's also how I got through my grad school exams. So
no, don't tell that now.
I played my I don't know card for the first two questions, and then I was like, I probably shouldn't say I don't know the third question in a row. So
yes.
I made something up. And whatever I said was fine, and then they moved on to the next thing. And from there on out, I was okay. But there was a hot second at the beginning of the exam where it was like, I don't know if I'm going to get through this. But
I don't know. I might be back to try again next season.
I think we've all been there.
Yes.
And again, most of us don't think we're capable of running the country. So.
Well, right. And yeah, that is his only answer, and he'll give every conceivable answer. You know, the second thing that for me was, you know, kind of hit a red button for me was, you know, my dad served in the Army during the time of the Korean War.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't serve, he wasn't deployed to Korea, but he was in the NSA
mm-hmm.
Working for the Army during the time of the Korean War. So he served in wartime, and they could have snapped their fingers in a hot minute and sent him over.
Right.
And so to hear the president making this absolutely ridiculous claim that so many people had come to him during the campaign, thousands, he said with an S. He said this twice. He repeated this claim this
mm-hmm.
morning that thousands of parents had come to him during the campaign and begged for him to get the remains of their sons returned home from the Korean War, which, you know, my grandfather would have been one of those, the generation of those people, and he
mm-hmm.
was born in 1898. And,
yeah.
And of course, that claim is beyond utterly ridiculous. It suggests to all of us that Trump has no idea when the Korean War was,
mm-hmm.
Or that anybody would know this.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's confusing it with Vietnam or what. But what I know is, to me, fiddling around, that's a nice term I'll use, fiddling
mm-hmm.
around with discussing the remains of fallen soldiers during wartime for the sake of what? Was there an uncomfortable moment of quiet on the plane or in front of the TV cameras today? I don't know. I feel like that's off limits. I just, you know, lie about other stuff. That for me, that was a thing. And, you know, it's gotten a fair amount of attention of how stupid and reckless a statement that was.
Yeah.
Plus, by the way, he's claiming that Kim Jong-un has promised and agreed that these remains are now going to be returned, and stepped even further today saying nobody thought that was going to happen, but it's happening now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, let's see them.
Yeah.
You know, is there, so to speak, a body of evidence? I mean, are you going to be producing planes with fake caskets coming off them, or what is this going to be?
Yeah.
So that's just wildly offensive to me.
Yeah. And I'll go back to a point that I've made earlier, which is that people have a tendency to talk about Trump's statements as lies. I don't even give them that much credit. To lie is to know what the truth is,
yes,
and to deliberately say the opposite or something that,
right,
is untruthful. I don't think Trump has any idea what the truth is. I don't think there's any correlation whatsoever,
right,
between what he says and what the actual truth is.
And
sometimes,
course,
it's wrong,
you know,
sometimes it's right. There's
we know that there's no way he could find Korea on a map.
Yeah. It's that logic problem where you walk up to three people and one of them always tells the truth and one of them always lies. And then there's that third person in the middle who there's really no way to know. There's like, you can't tell the truth value of the statement based,
right,
on this person saying it. That's,
right,
Trump. That's him
right,
right there.
And so the description of the so-called summit was best, I think, put by Lawrence O'Donnell. He said, well, you know, it's like one of those joke setups, you know, two liars go into a bar.
Yeah.
What happened? We don't know.
Well, you would know if they,
yeah,
were liars. They'd come,
well,
out and they'd tell you, and the opposite is what happened.
Yeah, or
I've done,
you know,
that logic
some
problem
of that, or, you know, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. So, you know, my theory was that Kim was going to come out of there and tell his people, America has surrendered. Great news, North Korea. The American president has signed terms of surrender. They're giving it all over. They finally admitted that they're totally wrong and they've surrendered. And what did they get that they've been playing on state-run TV is this image of Trump saluting to to a Korean general.
Yeah.
Which
was, again, an accident.
A total, actually, you know what? I think it's just a total setup. I give the Koreans all the credit in the world for that.
I haven't seen this video.
I think that they just duped him. I really do.
Yeah.
And, you know, they outsmarting Trump, what is that?
Yeah. Maybe, but like...
it's like outsmarting
Kim's never, and no one is ever going to come, no one who knows how to play Donald Trump is ever going to come out and say, well, we've just won, we've beaten him, we've duped him, we got everything we want. They're going to continue to flatter and glad hand and say,
absolutely.
Oh, yeah, this guy is a real great negotiator, and then just keep getting
stuff.
Yeah.
He's a great leader.
That's what they're always going to do.
I'm sure they admire his hair the most.
Probably.
So here's my other thing.
Although I will say, when the two pictures, this meme has gone around
forever.
Who
has the worst haircut? Yeah.
Well, no, it's the one where, like, oh, they just completed, like, Kim and Trump just completed a trade deal, and then it's the two of them with, like, their hair reversed, where Trump has Kim's hair and Kim has Trump's. Both of them look better.
What an improvement.
With the different hair.
Right?
Like, Trump legitimately looks better with the Kim hair, and
that
Kim looks
be
better
hard.
With the Trump hair.
Yeah,
I don't know how that is, but it works.
Jeez, you know, who'd have guessed? That's a reality show waiting to be produced right there. Yeah,
I hope it waits for a while.
Yeah, it should wait a little while longer.
Who's on the water cooler this weekend?
Who's on the water cooler this weekend is the inimitable, in honor of his winning the Personality of the Year Award, Ron Stutz.
Awesome.
Part one of our two-part conversation with him. We thought we would send that out over the air once more.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Check it out this weekend, Sunday at 1 and 8, right?
Sunday at 1 and 8.
Yep.
I just want to get in a quick mention that the Democrats did win the congressional baseball game last night, which was just epic television on C-SPAN. Some of the most fun I've ever had watching a baseball game. You know, I'll tell you what it is.
Some of the most fun you've ever had watching C-SPAN?
Oh, without a doubt.
Yeah, yeah.
21-5, which we hope is a you know, an indicator,
a
harbinger of things to come. But it's watching Little League. And see, every hit is a triple.
Oh,
because nobody can throw, nobody can catch. A few of them can run. Absolutely hilarious. Every time somebody gets on first base, they steal second because the catchers can't reach second base with a throw.
Right.
It's so much fun. If you missed it this year, be sure you watch it next year. It's just hilarious.
Gene Bolduc, thank you so much.
Thank you.